Chairman, just firstly, your take on your new appointment, the head coach.
We're very pleased to have him here. we went through a process, a detailed process over the last several weeks, going down from about 40 candidates down to a shortlist of about seven. And then we took the interview process further from there. We're very pleased to have Alan on board, and we believe he's the best fit for our club at this stage.
When I saw you recently, you talked about, you know, you realised some of the shortcomings and that you were going to put them right. And I hear talk about people like Jolyon Lescott, and that would suggest that you're going to up the quality of player you bring in.
I think you always have to evolve the squad. Yes, he's a player that interests us. It would be good to set the stall out early and start bringing in some quality names to add to what we've got, because we're going to need to equip ourselves for next season. We've released, as you know, quite a few players from last season, and we do need to rebuild, and we're very much aware of that. So as a club, we need to prepare ourselves in a timely fashion for next season, because, again, it's going to be very tough. It doesn't get any easier.
Because you don't want to go through again such a stressful time.
I certainly don't. I'm sure the fans don't either. And I think it's up to us now to try to equip the squad as well as we possibly can for next season. And obviously the games then start, and we're underway, and we need to get a decent start.
I see, once again, you've kept Dean and Keith with Alan. They seem to be a fundamental part of your team here.
Well, they've been with us now for several years. And I think it's good that there's a fit between Alan, Rob Kelly, Keith and Dean. I think that will work very well in terms of continuity. And so I think that will all help the coaching ethos we now have at the club, with Terry Burton now in as technical director as well. I think that leaves in a very strong position from that point of view.
The fact that Alan, I think, reports to Terry Burton, two football men, that'll be a great asset, won't it, for any coach working with a football man?
I think so. I think it's been great to get Terry in. And I think he's already shown his qualities since coming here at the start of June. I think he will add a lot in terms of the input to the board on the footballing side. I think he'll be a very good link into the coaching side as well with Alan. So I think that's going to be a great positive for the club over the next season and beyond.
The fans certainly they've been underwhelmed, I think it's fair to say. But Alan seems to think that once the games start, he can prove a point.
Yes, I guess you'd say that the easy path is sometimes not the one to take. I think this is, you know, we've made a decision on a footballing basis that we think suits is appropriate for the football club. I'm fully aware of the reaction to it. I hope that Alan can prove what a good coach he is. Certainly all the people that I've spoken to within the game have spoken very highly of him. And it won't be through want of effort in terms of trying to strive for success with this club. I think he will really put a shift in terms of trying to make this club successful next season and beyond.
You mentioned the fans with him, and the buck stops at this desk, Chairman, doesn't it? Always. And does it get to you at any time? You know, because you're not exactly the fans' favourite yourself, are you?
No, but I think that's all part of the modern game. I think it's all part of it, the social media. I think you have to just live with that. We have a fantastic media profile in the Premier League. It's a great league to be part of, and that is part of it. So we deal with that, we carry on, we try to, as I say, we try to strengthen the club every season. We've always tried to invest in all areas of the club, and obviously of particular importance right now will be the first team, and in terms of getting that right for next season.
Obviously I won't ask you what it is, or I will, but you won't tell me. Do you have a budget for players?
Yeah, we have a budget. We know what our restrictions are. As has been the case now for many years, we don't have a benefactor, so we have to live within our means. We've proven that fairly successfully over the last 12 years since I've been as chairman here. We've had 8 years in the Premier League. We're about to have our fifth year in the Premier League next season. So hopefully that formula is working, and it's very important that we bring the right people into the club who fit what we're trying to do here. People such as Alan and the players, hopefully, that will come in over the next couple of months.
Forgetting the top clubs, will you be competitive with the rest?
I think we hope to be. There's obviously the top the top half dozen clubs, plus Everton, obviously, have done incredibly well over the last couple of years. And then there's the other 13, and we're in that mini league, and we're trying to compete well within that league and trying to aspire to get towards the top of that league. The thing that struck me over the last couple of seasons is how marginal it all is. There's a very, very fine margin between success and failure. And for us, success is obviously finishing above where we finished last season. We don't want to go through that again, so we're going to make every effort in the next couple of months to strengthen the team and equip ourselves for next season.
What about your legacy? What does Jeremy Peace hope to leave West Brom when eventually you go? What do you hope to leave?
Well, I think you always try to leave, you know, when you've been in a situation, try and leave it in a stronger place than when you arrived. I think there was a lot to do here when I first became chairman. We've consistently tried to invest throughout the club in all areas, both at the stadium, in the training ground, in the academy, in the foundation. We've tried to support that. And I think if you can leave something in a better state than when you arrived, and hopefully that then carries on the legacy for the club, I think that's the best way. And I think, you know, as custodians of the club, we have a duty to do that.
Finally, a message for the fans?
I think that the message to fans is that we're extremely positive as a board. We believe the appointment of Alan is an extremely good one, an appropriate one for the football club. He will bring a coaching style, a work ethic to the football club, which we need. And hopefully we'll be able to attract the right players here to give us a decent chance next season of having a successful season in the Premier League.